Well, what decided me to go was the fact that obviously I've had a lot of friends and family and all sorts of people asking me about the film. And I don't want to comment to everybody, but I thought I can't discuss it with my friends and family fairly if I haven't actually seen it. So I decided that I would go. You yourself offered to take me, and all my cronies and cricket chums offered to take me. But I thought, no, I'll pop in. I went the first Saturday it was out, last Saturday, and I crept into view in the afternoon. I was sitting on my own, and there were four other people in the auditorium. However, I understand that now it is playing to a lot, there's crowds going in to see it, and things, cinemas are sold out in London. I think there's a bit of a north-south divide here. I don't think the people in the north are so keen, because of course they had a very rough time with the miners' strike, etc. But I thought, no, go and see it. So I trot along to do, and when I sat down, my hands were clenched so tightly that my knuckles were white, and I thought, ah. However, the film started, and as soon as I'd seen the first scene in the film, I knew that I could detach myself from this. It was a film about Lady Thatcher being in a shop, buying a pint of milk, and then wandering back to the house on her own. And she apparently had slipped her detectives and protection people. I mean, it was quite impossible and totally unrelated to anything. She then gets back to the house and discusses with Dennis the price of milk and says how it's gone up. It was just so totally unrealistic. Mm. And having lived in Thatcher real life for 33 years, I can assure you that the domestic scene, and in fact all the domestic scenes in the film, are just absolutely inconceivable. Then they're just not right. And also, at this moment, I think I ought to say that I didn't think Broadbent did a great job as Sir Dennis. Sir Dennis was not a joke, and he was not a joker. And I thought Broadbent's done many more things that were better.
Well, as you know, I went to see it as well, and I thought the first scene was just of an old lady wandering through the streets of London, just could not have happened. Going back to what you were saying about Broadbent, I suppose a lot of people wouldn't have known Dennis that well, would they?
No, he had his chums, a lot in the rugby world, because he was a rugby referee in his younger life. He was an army man, he was a major in the army, and he liked the cricket. And you didn't get too close to Dennis. He did his work when he was younger. Of course, he was just retiring when she went into number 10. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think that he had more or less retired. And then he had to be brought out again and carry on. And of course, you know, it was a marvellous time, 11 and a half years. If they had made the film about the 11 and a half years of her life as Prime Minister, it could have been absolutely fantastic. Mm. But this, Dave, is a film about dementia. It's the dementia scenes are disproportionate to her life and her business and her being Prime Minister. And I think that's really very sad. Very sad.
Historically, there were things that were kind of brushed over, I felt, in the film. Was that how you felt? I mean, you were there. You lived through these times, through the Falklands and the miners' strike.
Yes.
Were they portrayed properly?
Well, I think that there's plenty of enough video footage available for them to have got that reasonably okay. I thought that they had done that well. I mean, a bit of artistic license here and there, but that's throughout the film as well. And I thought that those scenes were acceptable. I thought the dementia scenes were not, but I'm very close to Lady Thatcher, as you know. And in fact, I've been up with her all this week, and we didn't discuss the film. We chatted about all other topics and things, but we didn't mention the film. She won't be going to see it.
No. Is she aware of